And now let's talk to Tina Watkins, who works as a bicycle courier around the streets of London. Hello, Tina.
Hi.
Tell me, what does a bicycle courier do?
I deliver packages. Most of our work is with photographic and advertising companies. And I deliver packages for these companies all round central London. And in the busy traffic, a bike's the fastest, most reliable form of transport.
Is it a well-paid job, would you say?
It's not bad, I guess, for a first job. My basic wage is £300 a week, and then I get more if I do overtime.
Do you need any qualifications to do that kind of work?
Oh, well, you don't need any exam qualifications, but you do need to be fit.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd say fitness is the prime qualification. I reckon I pedal at least 80 kilometres a day. You can't do that unless you're physically fit. And secondly, I suppose, you have to be reliable. One guy left a package in a telephone box on his first day and he was sacked at once. Thirdly, you need to own a bike. Most courier companies don't provide bikes. Mine cost £360, so that was quite an investment.
Isn't there a danger with such an expensive bike that it will get stolen?
Oh, yeah. Bicycle theft is one of the great disadvantages of the job. I usually chain mine to a tree or a lamppost.
With your sunglasses and your tight, shiny shorts, you couriers have a very glamorous image. Do you think it's a glamorous job?
It's not glamorous at all. It's extremely hard work. And I wear the sunglasses to protect my eyes from the traffic pollution. If I don't wear them, my eyes get all red and itchy. You just can't get away from the pollution on a bike.
Any other disadvantages you'd like to mention?
Well, it's dangerous. Accidents are very common, and there's nothing to protect you on a bike. In fact, I've had enough. I'm giving up the bike work as soon as the company finds me a position inside, in the office.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Tina, and ride carefully. Join us at the same time next week for more in our series on unusual jobs for school leavers, when we will be talking to...